Hidden History. Time to catch up with Charles Fay, our history expert on the Wake Up Call. Charles, good morning to you.
Morning, Mark.
So looking at all of the fracas going on, that's good. It's one of my favourite words, fracas.
I've noticed.
Like that. Yeah, yeah. Apropos and brouhaha. So it was a bit of a brouhaha as well. That's one of my favourites. That we've seen in Melbourne. We were thinking, have we seen similar up here in years gone by?
We certainly have. I suppose one of the most colourful occurred in 1879 when the mine owners led by George Lansall tried to reduce the wages of miners from 45 shillings to 42 shillings per week.
Wow. Pay cuts never go down well.
No, they don't. They don't, not at all. And George Lansall was a bit of a coward. He wouldn't announce it straight out, so he sort of scarpered off to Melbourne. And when his poor miners sort of came up from night shift, you can imagine what you'd be like after you come up from night shift on a Saturday morning. They were told that their wages were going to be reduced. These are men in the Hercules and energetic mine. And you can imagine, you know, 8 hours working at a tap and hammer in the hard rock, you'd be pretty furious. So they all sort of decided we're not going to accept this, and they marched from the Hercules Energetic Mine, which was in Long Gully, into the centre of town, and they assembled. They got there by 11 o'clock, and they assembled outside the Beehive building there, which is a stock exchange, and as sort of investors started to appear. They started boo-hooing them. That's another good word, isn't it?
Boo-hooing, yes.
But I like this. They didn't have high-vis suits in those days, so they were all dressed in their working clothes. And the Bendigo advertiser said that many of them were in their working clothes and most of them were in shirt sleeves with arms bare to the elbow.
Oh, my God. Scandalous, scandalous.
Yeah, they'd be tough, tired, but tough men with tools in their hands. Not exactly an easy person to front up to, I imagine.
Not really, no. I suppose a couple of weeks earlier there'd been a report that a coffin had been left outside George Lansall's stables.
Yeah.
We don't know whether that was ever there, but anyway, George Lansall said he'd hurried off to Melbourne to hide in his St Kilda mansion, and the miners all assembled the following Monday at their union offices, and they were waiting for word from Lansall. Well, he sent a sort of silly telegram saying that he wouldn't talk to the head of the union because he was, quote, a protectionist, believing in tariffs. So this really infuriated the miners, and they basically decided to march off to Victoria Hill, go up View Street along Rowan Street, but they changed their plans, and they went back to the High Street and all the way out to Golden Square. And from Golden Square, they went to the southernmost edge of what was known as the New Chum Line of Reef, and they walked from mine to mine, from Golden Square all the way out to Eagle Hawk. And as they went from mine to mine, they went to the engine houses of mines and demanded that the mine engine drivers close off their mining pumps and their mining engines.
Ooh.
And it was very reminiscent of an action in England in 1844, where in Manchester, mill workers had taken part in what was known as the plug riots, closing off the engines of the major mills there.
Okay. Well, hey, so I guess the bottom line, the final question, Charles, is did the pay cut stay or did they get their dough back?
They got their dough back. Mine owners had to employ a certain number of men to keep their leases, and as they weren't employing anyone, the government said, "Well, just cancel your leases." So they gave in.
Yeah, well, that's the way to do it. Very interesting. And it wasn't just finally and quickly. It wasn't violent.
Oh no. There was one occasion where the mine manager tried to stop them closing down the engine. a couple of men disobeyed him and sort of used a bit of sort of force to close the engine off. These men were taken to court, but the police magistrate basically decided that discretion was the better part of valour, and he let them off.
Fair enough. All right, Charles, fascinating as always. Thank you for that.
Thank you, Dacton.
Charles Fay, Hidden History, Gold Centre, Victoria.